When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know, and you say his name and he appears. It's Joe Hendry. It's been, gosh, almost 4 years since I've spoken to Joe Hendry on camera. It was pandemic era when we had our last chat. A couple things have happened since then, Joe. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I guess, we've got a few things to cover. A few things to cover in that time.
A few things, man. It's happening for you. It's so funny because, like, when we talked during the pandemic, man, you had gotten signed by ROH, and then the pandemic hit, and it's like, well,
yeah, biggest hell. Rib ever. Yeah,
I know, biggest rib ever. Pandemic ends, then they sell, and it's like, oh, okay, yeah, of course. Now you're killing it in TNA. You're killing it in NXT. Of course, people can check out TNA Impact every Thursday night at 8 and NXT every Tuesday night at 8. How are you feeling as this is not your first time going viral, but I mean, to this degree, I mean, it's been unreal.
Yeah, it has been unreal. And I think that what I've tried to do is just alert. This is what I say to people. I've learned to love pro wrestling in front of 50 people. So now this is all amazing, but it's like a bonus. Like, I've learned to love pro wrestling at every level, which really took away a lot of the pressure for me, because it's like, I think before I needed to reach certain benchmarks in order to be happy or satisfied with myself or my career, whereas I actually just started to think about doing it for the love of doing it, and also from an audience perspective, instead of going, you know, what can the business give me, going, what's the best, most entertaining thing we can do here? What's the best way that we, what, how can we give the fans the most value? And I've just been really focused on that. And so a lot of these big opportunities have been happening as a byproduct of the hard work and the focus that's been, really that's what it's become. It's become a lifestyle and a focus. and all these cool things are a byproduct of that rather than wishing those individual things to happen. So I feel I'm in a really good place and there's some amazing things happening. Very lucky.
And I mean, even then when we spoke, you were really good at doing things that got attention. I remember you challenged Robert Whittaker at one point. There were talks about like Chael Sonnen working with you on one of your promos and stuff like that. Like there were very like savvy things that I saw that you were doing. And a part of that was the songs that you would create long before this. Like, do you have talent that are coming to you? Like, please write a song about me. Please do it at this point.
No, actually, I don't get that. Wow. I don't get that. I will say this. The ones that find it the funniest are like the top talents. They find it super funny and awesome, and they love it. The only ones I've ever had issues with, it's usually I've had about three or four issues with videos before, and it's always interesting when that happens. But
name and shame AJ Francis. Throw him under the bus.
Oh, no, see with AJ, we've got this love-hate thing with AJ where like he's, you know, just absolutely unbearable on social media. Like, I mean, I've never been more thankful for the mute button in my entire life. Some of the things that he look, if I ever challenge for the Digital Media Championship, I will have someone remove. Have you seen some of the videos he's posted with that title belt?
Yeah, I sure have.
Some of the things he's done with that title belt, if I ever win that belt again, we got to get a new one made before I'm putting it on my shoulder. But all jokes aside, AJ is the perfect foil for what I do. I think that us working together was a really good example of everybody winning. The fans won, AJ won, I won, everybody won. It was a great piece of business. We work really well together. We've got really good chemistry, but we annoy the hell out of each other. So it's this really weird dynamic. I like him, but we hate each other at the same time.
And he took credit for your...
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. If it wasn't for AJ Francis, I would be like under a bridge somewhere. Like, you know.
Well, fortunately, you're not under a bridge. You were in Orlando, Florida yesterday.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say the reason the stuff with AJ works so well is because you know it's killing him inside. Like, you know, the reactions are real. That's why it works so well. I will
he
say
wants
this.
To hit
though,
number one on the charts. So
he
badly.
Does. It kills him. But whether he agrees or disagrees, this is the difference, right? I've had people who don't like the entrances and throw a bit of a tantrum, right? If AJ doesn't like the entrance or what I'm going to say or whatever like that, he'll voice his opinion, but regardless of whatever that is, he'll go out and he'll do his job to the best of his ability. And that's what a professional does. AJ Francis, it kills me to say it, but he is way better than people think.
Oh yeah, he is. I was at the TNA show in Newport and I was telling my wife and I was like, you know, he's like one of the most athletic people you're going to see in wrestling, whether you believe it or not. Like the man competed at such a high level in the NFL and he's doing exactly what he said he would do if given an opportunity. And I really respect that about AJ. So you know what? Fightful Select just reported he was actually backstage at NXT last night. Was he snooping on you? Was he trying to like fish around, find out what you were doing there?
I can't escape the guy. I can't escape the guy. What's with you Fightful Select people? Always spoiling everything. What's all that about? I'm asking you, what's it about? What's it about?
I take
joy. Does it add value? Does it add value?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, for sure.
You don't like a little surprise now and then?
Oh, I love a little surprise. However, I'll give you a good example. I found out Jordynne Grace was going to be in the Royal Rumble. And I hit her up and I said, you're going to be in the Rumble. And she's like, listen, you don't spoil it. I'll give you the where, why, and when afterwards. And we set up an interview. Sometimes it's a trade-off. There are some situations in which we won't spoil, obviously. I would never report this person's beating this person. I think that's lame. But listen, if a major wrestling star happens to be backstage rehearsing a spot for NXT, and I think I can get some of those clickety clacks.
There we go. There we go.
Listen, that's what it's, hey, subscriptions.
I get it. You know what? So you didn't spoil the Jordan thing.
Didn't, no.
Oh, and okay. Hey, I respect it. I like it.
Yeah. Plus Gail Kim would kick my ass, and I don't.
She would absolutely do it.
I don't want any parts of that. But
yeah.
Okay. When did you find out you would be on this week's NXT? I'm so interested to find out how that works, because I mean, that's something you got to prepare for too.
The thing I love about all this is people ask me anytime something like this happens, everybody hits me up all throughout the week. And the best part is I don't need to lie to anybody because I genuinely don't know until the last moment. And I love it because if I knew that I was going to be doing all these cool things like a week in advance, a month in advance, I feel like, you know, there's a danger you can overthink it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I think sometimes when everything just kind of happens, it feels really organic. And I think that people get, you know, those organic reactions, you know?
Well, it worked out yesterday. I mean, the pop was insane. People love you. They loved you in the Battle Royal too, but this time you had more of an opportunity to show reasons why people fell in love with Joe Hendry than last time.
Sean, I just can't get this out of my head from our previous conversation. I'm just imagining you. Do you ever play Metal Gear Solid?
I haven't, but I'm very familiar with it because
if you haven't, but I'm just imagining you as Solid Snake, the character going through all these, you know what I mean? But you haven't played the game. So
here's a funny enough story. After the CM Punk stuff with AEW, I'm walking through the airport the next day. There's mass delays that day. Every plane at Heathrow got delayed.
Oh, Heathrow's the worst, bro.
It's so bad.
Worst airport ever.
I fly to the same place that Renee and John Moxley fly to because we're from the same geographic area.
Yeah.
And I'm behind them. I had said hi to them. And I noticed there's a little bit of a mean mug. And then crossing us was CM Punk about 12 hours after all that unfolded. And I was like, and they just all look around like, how are you everywhere? How did you witness this exchange?
So you saw that cross section.
I saw that cross section.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, I'm just hiding in the bushes outside the performance center at this point. A safe distance.
He said safe distance.
But yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I interrupted your question. I'm very bad.
No, by all means. Like, we got to see more of Joe Hendry last night on the show.
Yes. And it was, it was a lot of fun. It's so much fun. It's everything you'd want it to be. It's everything you'd want it to be. It really is. It is genuinely, let me put this to you, right? How crazy is this? Signed to TNA, getting to work NXT, at the same time, can still do cool indies and stuff like that. And you get to travel the world. Like you're working with people that the other week, like when Jeff Hardy came back and I'm in the ring and we're all together and I'm like, what is going on? Sean, it was all worth it. All the struggle, everything, it was all worth it, you know?
I mean, just to highlight some of that, like we ran a video of you all in the ring talking on our YouTube, 117,000 views on YouTube. Most of our stuff does not do traffic like that. We'll get aggregated a lot. I ran a clip of you appearing last night on NXT. My clip alone, 215,000 views on Twitter.
People
love you. And I mean, like, obviously that's not a prerequisite in wrestling, but it has to feel good to be loved in that capacity after all the hard work and especially creative output that you have put into this.
I kind of just felt like, I felt like one day it would reach critical mass and people would go back and find the old stuff and think, hey, this is pretty entertaining. I'd kind of just become okay with it being like this niche thing. And I thought, well, the people that like it really like it. So I'll keep making it. I'll keep doing it. And then I feel like wrestling's had, you know, sometimes it's like music, like a particular genre is popular and then something else is popular. And I just kind of, I always...
Anywhere worth going
is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas Best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Vote and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For when it comes to creative stuff, there's like, I think it was Tom Platz, who was actually a bodybuilder, who said when he stood on the stage, he wasn't trying to like appease the judges. He was doing bodybuilding according to Tom Platz. And I think, like, I always encourage people, obviously you have to be mindful of, you know, your coaches and the audience and stuff like that, but when it comes to your who you are and your act, it has to be wrestling according to you, whether it's in or it's not. And I felt like I was doing it for such a long time where that wasn't, you know, the most popular style of wrestler. It was in, and then it just feels like now my stuff has started to gain traction when it's an era that is more suited to someone like myself. So timing wise, I'm pretty fortunate, you know.
It sort of reminded me, there was a band called Capital Cities. They had a big hit song, Safe and Sound, but they released it like...
Oh, dude. I love that song. Yeah. I love that song, bro.
Okay. They released it like three times. There are three videos for it, and it's like they knew it was going to be a hit. It just had to hit at the right time, the right audience. So if you go back, they released three different versions of that, and then finally, it was a major hit for them.
Wow.
I mean, I Believe in Joe Hendry thing, like, people who have known what you do, they knew the words already. They were familiar with it. Yeah. And now it's hitting because I feel like it was always meant to hit at the right time, and it did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's five years goes quick, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you feel this, Sean, but like when you're, I'm assuming because of, you know, what you do, like I'm gonna say, I'm assuming there's parallels in terms of being a wrestler. You have to love this to do it, to get through all the tough times.
Of course.
Doing what you do, is it the same thing? You have to love the journalism aspect of it to get through everything that it takes to get to your level. Do you feel it's the same thing there? Just before
the thing I say to people when they're like, oh, look how much money you're making off of Patreon. I say, if you counted up all the hours I've spent doing this, I wouldn't make minimum wage over the last 14 years.
Exactly. It's like you have to absolutely love it and live it and breathe it, you know? And remind me, I'm sorry, I just... What was the question? I was just
excited to talk to you, Joe. That's it.
Yeah, we were talking about we were mostly talking about
how it feels to be loved and have something that you put all your creative output into.
Yeah,
hit like this.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing. You have to absolutely love every aspect of this game, and then when it really starts to pay off, it's like, oh, that's very cool, but. For anybody who's passionate about anything, and I think this is where I was trying to relate, we'd still be doing it even if it wasn't like all these things are happening, because we have a passion for it. And I think you need that passion to get through it. And I've always said this to people, like, you just, at no point did it ever go like, I'm quitting, I'm stopping. It was just, it had to happen. You know, I just had this passion for it, and I still do. And I love it. And I just tell people, stay in the game, stay in the game. Because I can't tell you, it's funny. I've been self-employed for a long time. I've been a full-time wrestler since 2016. But after the pandemic, just before TNA, there was a point in time where I had to, you know, do some other work. And I've still got some other things that I do, and like a shoot job. Like I've got like my own little businesses and stuff. But there was a point where I was doing telesales before I got to TNA, and that is where I actually got the character elements for the Joe Hendry character, because I had this boss that was just like, you'd have to go to these Zoom meetings and he'd be like, everyone stand up, and we'd all have to stand up on Zoom, and I'm going, oh my God. And I remember he went, look outside, and he's no, really, look, and I'm having to turn my head, and I'm like, oh, this guy is unbearable, you know. And that was the character. It was based on this guy. But like, I was doing tele sales a couple of years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what, I just wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't change a thing.
One of the things I talked to you about a few years ago that I really liked, you were into amateur wrestling, you meddled at several places as well. I love that. I mean, I love the crossover and all that. I'd read that you have a judo background as well. Yeah. How does that parlay into your in-ring offense? Because especially in judo, man, listen, anybody who hasn't trained judo, it's as violent as it gets, but also,
oh my God,
the offense is so categorically different than what you will see in pro wrestling as well.
So the thing about judo is it's like, well, people don't realize like the speed that you're hitting the mat is insane. So if you're being thrown, you are being thrown at a huge velocity. It's not like a flat back bump either, it's like a side bump. So it's like, I look back and I'm like, man, I took hundreds, thousands of bumps before I ever got into pro wrestling. But yes, I did judo from the age of about 6 to 13. Wasn't any good, got just beat up constantly. Went back when I was 17, and I guess I filled out a little later in my teens. And after I'd filled out, I filled out when I was like 17 or whatever, my frame kind of changed, and I went back to judo at 21. And I pretty much beat most of the guys that had stayed from when I was 13. So they'd stayed for another 6 years. And I just went back and I've just beat a bunch of guys that had been doing it pretty much semi-professionally, professionally. And I just thought, oh, maybe I've got something here, like grappling wise. I think just I needed the strength to actually execute the moves. And then so I got my black belt in judo, left it there at like 21, 22, finished university, started pro wrestling. And then in so it did allow me to, like, I knew how to bump like right away because it was just like I was just part of judo. So there were a lot of benefits that I already had. And then when I started amateur wrestling at 26, again, on my first day, I beat the heavyweight representative for Scotland for the Commonwealth Games. So I was like, all right, okay, this is probably worth sticking out. And I think that actually is a lesson that, like, look, you have to do what you're passionate about. But if you have a talent for something, like I seem to have some sort of talent for like legitimate grappling. Like if you have a talent like that and you're getting results when you shouldn't be getting results, like there were people I had no business beating that I beat. And then I won two national titles as well. It's UK national titles, so it's not the same as a US national title, but national titles nonetheless. Actually, no, I got three national titles. I won the English Championship, but I won the British Championship in Greco and in freestyle as well. But yeah, if you have an aptitude for or a talent for something, it's worth checking out. So yeah, that definitely helped. So we do it again, actually. I for a long time wanted to have like one fight in the UFC. But I think I'm probably too old for that now. And I think that
you were calling out Robert Whittaker. I remember it vividly.
Oh, not in the UFC. Hell no. No, I was calling him out in amateur wrestling because he qualified for the Commonwealth Games the same year I did. And I ended up facing Australia in the first round. So if Robert Whittaker hadn't pulled out, I would have faced the active UFC champion. And I'd already made my mind up what I was going to do because I was like, he's just better than me. He's going to run through me. So what I'm going to do is just literally give him the old Goldberg spear to the single leg, just shoot for wildly for this takedown, and just do something mad right off the bat and just try and get like a just something, you know, just do something crazy like that. That was my strategy. And in my head, I was like, you know, there's no shame in getting beaten by the.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
UFC champion,
of course,
in amateur wrestling. So I'm gutted that match didn't get to take that didn't happen, but that would have been cool. But yeah, I guess 99 out of 100 times he'd kick ass, but I was hoping for that one out of 100.
We wrap up, a reminder, guys, you can check him out on TNA Impact every Thursday at 8. Would you ever be interested in doing blood sport because of that background?
100%. 100%. I've put it out publicly. I don't know what, at this point, I kind of feel like I have to go and honestly, genuinely, I don't want to say this because I don't want to push it back any further, but sure. It's pissing me off that I can, and I never swear, but Josh Barnett is pissing me off that I'm not on Bloodsport. So
that's the headline.
So yeah, you got to bring me in. I got to do blood sport. So I think I was genuinely tempted to go and learn catch wrestling and just compete in the world
championship. It's the best.
Because I was like, because I thought to myself, I was like, you know, like, I don't know. Who knows? I couldn't do it now. I'm too busy now. But there was a time where I thought, I've really wanted to do blood sport for such a long period of time. I love it. I think I could really have so much fun with it. I think I could surprise people. I think I could bring something to the table business-wise. I think I think people would be shocked by, I think they would enjoy the match. And I've got a lot of respect for Josh and what he's done for the sport of professional wrestling, because that's how he approaches it. He approaches it as a sport. So, but I now know hey, I said it, the words came out of my mouth, so I know what headline's coming. So
it's coming. Listen, Josh Barnett looked at me dead in my eyes in the middle of the ring in GCW and didn't do anything. Now, granted, that's because a woman hit me in the balls and threw me over the top rope before, but yeah. I'll take that victory. Look, there's a little picture of it back there, but Barnett.
Yeah. I'll tell you actually, what. Go ahead. Sorry, carry on. No,
go ahead.
No, finish.
My coaches actually did some training with Josh Barnett, and it was like a life-changing process for them. I mean, catch wrestling is sort of the foundation for pro wrestling, and I think you would do awesome at blood sport.
Yes, I would very much enjoy it. Yeah, so I'm gonna just so you've got the headline. So I've already said it. It pisses me off that I haven't done blood sport. There you go.
Oh, guys, check him out every Thursday, TNA Impact, Joe Hendry, and apparently on an awful lot of Tuesdays on NXT as well these days. Joe, listen, sorry for being a spoiler, but I appreciate your time so much. I always enjoy these conversations with you, and I really admire the crossover of amateur wrestling and pro wrestling, and working in some smiles along the way. I appreciate you.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you, Sean. And you know, it's all in good fun, my friend. I'm winding you up. Is that an American term, winding you up, or is that a British term?
It's a British term, but it works.
It means having fun.
There you go, guys. Yeah. Until next time, we're out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.